Welcome to Never Heard That. Thanks for joining me. My name is Andrew Mukey. This is the second show of a group of three, focused on three outstanding female artists of the 1980s. I'm doing this because I feel that the 1980s are mostly misrepresented in popular culture, but also because I really like these three songs. The second artist I wanted to highlight for this triumvirate is Grace Jones and her single Slave to the Rhythm from her 1985 album of the same name. Grace Jones, a Jamaican, is one savvy businesswoman. She has been an outstandingly successful model, singer, songwriter, executive producer, and actress. All careers that can be best described as finicky and unpredictable at best. And it could be said that she has often done them all at the same time. Growing up in the US, she focused on modeling as a teenager before she moved to live in Paris in 1970. Her distinctive features saw her in demand by the leading fashion houses like Yves Saint Laurent and on the covers of the premier fashion magazines like Elle and Vogue. After dipping her toes into music in the mid-70s, she ended up securing a record deal with Island Records in 1977. Her debut album, released that year, called Portfolio, achieved honourable success. The third single, a cover of the legendary Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose, charted well throughout Europe. This and her next two albums, all released in a three-year period, were disco-themed. Despite a strong club and gay following, there was some anti-disco backlash and her commercial success remained modest. Follow-up album, 1980's Warm Leatherette, was a musical reinvention. A mixture of covers and originals, this was a complete departure from the disco of the past and was more focused on post-punk, new wave and those genres that were defining this new style of alternative music. The single Private Life entered the top 20 of the UK charts. By fifth album, the genre-fusing Nightclubbing, released in 1981, Jones is deemed to have really found a sweet spot both musically and artistically. Art and fashion was now a big part of who she was as a musician. Considered one of her finest pieces of work, this album is also the one that gained her pop icon status. I can say that the track Walking in the Rain from that album left an impression on me, and I can remember when I first saw the video clip as a youngster. I had certainly not seen anything quite like it before. It was at around this time that she also achieved star status as a movie actor. There are many movies that she appeared in, but arguably Conan the Destroyer from 1984 and the James Bond movie A View to a Kill from 1985 would be the highest profile. Jones released her 10th and currently last solo album, called Hurricane, in 2008. However, she still tours frequently, and although I haven't been fortunate to see one, the reviews have all been very positive. No surprises there, as she has always been a performer pushing the boundaries of artistic pursuit. Somehow, amongst all that high-profile movie work in 1984 and 1985, she still found the energy to record and release the album that today's track comes from, 1985's Slave to the Rhythm. An interesting anecdote to the album is the link to Frankie Goes to Hollywood and the producer of that album, Trevor Horn. The album was intended to be done as a concept album, with all songs being derived from the main track Slave to the Rhythm, and actually was expected to be done for Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Jones, however, was given the project and was involved in the compositional process for all the song variations. There are excerpts from conversations with Jones about her life throughout the album, and that is why it is often considered autobiographical. Regardless, it is one big sounding album. Here is the track Slave to the Rhythm by Grace Jones from her 1985 album of the same name.
This is what Edith Piaf used to say: use your faults, use your defects. Then you're going to be a star.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Grace Jones. Jones, slave to the rhythm.
She's born in Jamaica, raised in America, New York. And she was really an American girl, I mean, with Jamaican parents.
Mm-hmm. I'm just playing around, baby.
To the rhythm, slay to the rhythm.